من سلطان، إن الحكم إلا لله، أمر ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه، ذلك الدين القيم ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. يا صاحبي السجن أما أحدكما فيسقي ربه خمرا، وأما الآخر فيصلب فتأكل الطير من رأسه، قضي الأمر الذي فيه تستفتيان. وقال للذي ظن أنه ناج منهما اذكرني عند ربك، فأنساه الشيطان ذكر ربه فلبث في السجن بضع سنين. صدق الله العظيم. As we were discussing the da'wah of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam to his two companions, we might wonder that we were discussing the interpretation of the dream, and thereafter we got involved in the da'wah of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. This is the sequence of the Quran. This whole da'wah that we are mentioning here, where Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam informed them that I will interpret this dream to you before you receive your meal. And thereafter this, when he seen that their hearts were melting towards him, and that they had a great hope in him, and they were ready to accept any message of his, he seen the gap of da'wah. And he seen the chance that these people can accept iman, their hearts are soft, which is the spirit of every Nabi. We know the waqiyah of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after Ta'if, when he came out and they rejected and they laughed at him and they mocked at him. And then when he came out and he took shelter under the tree, and then Adas sent his slave with some kadir. And Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he seen that this person, after he was being pelted, he was being laughed at, he was being mocked, at such a time when a man's heart, when a person, insan like us, he would give up hope, he would become totally disheartened. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seen the chance and the gap of hidayah, he gave da'wah day also. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wa sallam left the interpretation for afterwards. What did he say? Ya sahibi sijn, oh the two companions of the jail. These were his two companions with him in jail. You tell me, أأرباب متفرقون خير أم الله الواحد القهار؟ Are many deities and gods better, or one powerful supreme Allah? ضرب الله مثلا. Allah تبارك وتعالى gives the example that one person has several masters. ورجلا سلما لرجل. And one person has one master. And then this person who has several masters, متشاكسون, amongst themselves they have quarrels. In other words, the master tells the slave, he tells one of them that tomorrow 2 o'clock you must be at my house. The other one says 2 o'clock you must be at my shop. The other one says 2 o'clock you must sit and wash my car. So one person has three masters and all of them are not understanding. And one person has one master who is very understanding. Can two such masters, or two such slaves rather, هَلْ يَسْتَوِيَانِ مَثَلًا, can they ever be equal? Never. Likewise, that person who is prostrating before hundreds of gods and deities and isms, and one is that person who is prostrating before one Allah, they never can be equal. In Hashiya of Jalalain it comes, أَنَّ الْكَافِرْ إِذَا صَدَدَ لِلصَّنَمْ, that when that kafir prostrates to the idol, then his shadow also prostrates to Allah. When he is prostrating to the idol, then his shadow at that time is also prostrating to Allah Pak. So he is giving the da'wat of the oneness of Allah Pak. Wallahu alladhi la ilaha illahu. Ponder over these verses. There is no Allah, there is no God besides Allah. Al-Malik, he is the king. Al-Quddus, the holy. As-Salam, free from all defects. Al-Mu'min, the giver of security. Al-Muhaymin, the guardian over all his servants. Al-Aziz, the powerful. Al-Jabbar, the compeller. Al-Mutakabbir, Subhanallahi amma yushrikun. Glory be to you, O Allah. Wallahu alladhi la ilaha illahu. Al-Khaliq, the creator. Al-Bari, the inventor. Al-Musawwir, the bestower of forms. Wallahi yusawwirukum fil arhami kayfa yasha. Allah is that one who designed you and who fashioned you in the womb of your mother in the manner he desires. يسبح له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. everything wins his glory, what are in the skies, from every sky, from the seven skies, and every earth from the seven earth, wins the glory of Allah Pak. Subhanallah, how great is Allah Pak. As-Samad, independent, lam yalid, he did not give birth to anyone, walam yulad, he was not given birth to, walam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad, there is no one that is equal to you. Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent one jamaat in the path of Allah Pak, and he appointed one sahabi as an amir. So the sahabi, whenever he used to perform namaz, then the last surah was Qul Huwallahu Ahad. In other words, he'll read, for example, Wad Duha, after that he'll read Qul Huwallahu Ahad. Second rakat he'll read Alam Nasra, he'll read Qul Huwallahu Ahad. So when the jamaat returned, they used to relate everything to Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they came and informed Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this happened with us. So Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam summoned the sahabi and told the sahaba ikram, Saloo, ask him, why he used to do this? What was the reason he used to do this? So the sahabi mentioned, لِأَنَّهَا صِفَةُ الرَّحْمَانِ. Because in قُلُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, Allah Pak speaks about his qualities and his attributes, and I love my Allah. I like to speak about my Allah and to boast about my Allah. Nabiya Pak told the sahaba ikram, أَخْبِرُوهُ, inform him how he likes Allah. Allah says Allah also loves him. This wasn't a slip on the tongue of Nabiya Pak, did Nabiya Pak just said it, respected prince? Because he loves Allah, let him know even Allah loves him. How much have we spoken about this Allah Pak? How much do we love this Allah? Never mind anything, respected friends. Let us search in our hearts. How many of us know the 99 names of Allah? We don't know the name of our Allah. Today ask the children about the cricketers and the soccer rights and whatever, they'll tell you the whole history. If you ask them, then they'll tell you who's the wicket keeper, who's a good bowler, who's a good batsman, who's rated as what. Everything they will tell you, respected friends. They know the names of those kuffar, and said to say those kuffar's names are mentioned in the masjid, but our children don't know the name of Allah Pak. We don't know the names of Allah Pak, respected friends. We know if you study what are the barakat of the names of Allah Pak. That is why I'm giving dawah to everyone that is sitting here, friends. Let us take these 99 names of Allah Pak. Let us start from today. 5 names at a time. Or even one name at a time. 3 months we will master all the 99 names. And let us make it a practice that every day we recite the 99 names of Allah Pak. We all will try, inshallah. That love of Allah Pak, my respected friend. To understand the power of Allah. Qulillahumma malikal mulk. To util mulka man tasha. To Allah belongs kingdom. He grants kingdom to whom he wishes. Tanzi'ul mulka mimman tasha. He snatches kingdom from whom he wishes. We are doing the waqa of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. That one powerful Allah took Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam from the depth of the well and he placed him on the throne of Egypt. And the very same Allah is so powerful that he took Fir'aun from the throne of Egypt and he put him in the water. So util mulka man tasha, he gives kingdom to whom he wishes, friends. Then now the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam are prostrating before Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. وَرَفَعَ أَبَوَيْهِ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ وَخَرُّوا لَهُ سُجَّدًا. Then his brothers and his parents all made sajda to him. Then he said, هَذَا تَأْوِيلُ رُؤْيَايَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. This was the dream that I seen when I was a small boy. قَدْ جَعْلَهَا رَبِّي حَقًّا. Today Allah brought the reality of the dream in front of me. تَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تُعُزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. He honors whom he wishes. تُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. He disgraces whom he wishes. He honored Sahaba Ikram and he honored Bilal radiallahu anhu. That today after the lapse of 1400 years in the country of Kufr, we say Bilal radiallahu anhu wa radu anhu, that he was pleased with Allah and Allah was pleased with you. Izzat is in the hands of Allah Pak. His love for Allah Pak. One day Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, we know Allah Pak had tested him, respected friends. And when it comes, that is why when the Jannati will enter into Jannat, Qalbu Ayyub, he will have the heart of Ayyub alayhi salam. There was no one that could match. Each Nabi had one khususiyat. Like every Sahabi had one khususiyat. Nabi Pak said, أَشَدُّهُمْ فِي أَمْرِ اللَّهِ عُمَرْ. The most stern in the orders of Allah was Umar. أَصْدَقُهُمْ حَيَاءً عُثْمَان. The one with the most haya and modesty was Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu. أَقْرَوْهُمْ Ubay ibn Ka'b. The greatest qari of my ummah was Ubay ibn Ka'b. So likewise, one Nabi had one khususiyat. So Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Pak had tested him and he went through many difficulties and hardships. One day Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to him and greeted him. So he told him, Assalamu alayka ya Ayyub. Ayyub alayhi salam did not answer. He says, Assalamu alayka ya Ayyub. Ayyub alayhi salam did not answer. Now he had such a sickness that the insects used to feed on his body. And when the insects used to fall, Then he used to love those insects and he used to place them back on his hands and he used to say, my Allah has made the flesh on my body your food and your diet. Allahu Akbar. My Allah has made the flesh on my body your food and your diet. He used to pick those insects and place it on his hand. He says, As-salamu alayka ya Ayyub. Jibreel alayhi salam greeted Ayyub alayhi salam. On the third salam he answered. So Jibreel alayhi salam was astonished. That, oh Ayyub, today I have seen something astonishing. That the first two times when I greeted you did not answer my greeting. He says, أَنَّ الْمَلِكَ الْوَدُودِ أَرْسَلَ إِلَيَّ أَضْيَاثَ الدُّودِ لِأُطْعُمَهُمْ مِنْ لَحْمِي عَلَى مَائِدَةِ عَمِّي فَكَانَ بَعْضُ أَضْيَاثِ رَبِّي عَلَى لِسَانِي. My Allah, and when he was among the 99 names of Allah, he says, my loving Allah. When he was in these difficulties, he could choose any other name of Allah. It's Allah who does what he wishes. When in this problem, he says, my loving and caring Allah. Allahu Akbar. Ponder over this point that I'm trying to highlight and emphasize, dear friends. We say, we praise Allah Pak when everything is flourishing and we are prosperous. When everything is green, then we are praising Allah Pak. But when things are bad, nay, whatever Allah wants to do, he does. Allah ne jay manjoor to. When in this problem, he says, my loving and my caring and my concern, Allah, send some of his visitors. And who were the visitors of Allah? These insects. They were the visitors and I was the host. And bearing in mind, these were the visitors of Khaliqul Kainat. So some of the visitors, and Allah had sent them to eat from my body. And some of the visitors of my Allah were on my tongue. They were eating from my tongue, which was their food. So I feared for khashitu in arubba alayk fataskut min makaniha. If I had to answer your greeting, then the visitors of Allah will fall. So I told myself, wait, let the visitors of Allah eat finish. When they are saturated and the insects move from here, then I will answer. So Jibreel, when the insects had eaten till they were full and they were saturated and they left my tongue, that is the time I said, wa alaykum as-salam ya Jibreel. This is now love for Allah Pak, respected friends. This is now love for Allah Pak. These people had understood the power of Allah, the Qudrat of Allah, the might of Allah, the grandeur of Allah, the Jalal of Allah, the Kamal of Allah. How much have we said and discussed Allah Pak with our family, respected friends? Ya ubadi, kullikum zalim illa man hadaytuhu fastahduni uhdikum. Oh my servant, every one of you is astray with the exception of the one that I guide. Ask me for guidance and I will guide you. Ya ubadi, kullikum zalim illa man at'amtuhu. Oh my servant, every one of you is hungry with the exception of the one that I feed. Ask me and I will feed you. Ya ubadi, kullikum aar. Oh my servant, every one of you is naked with the exception of the one in Naman Kasantu, the one who I give clothes to wear. First taksuni aksukum, ask me clothes and I will grant you. Let us speak about this Allah. Wa amma bi ni'mati rabbika fahaddith. Boast about Allah and brag about Allah Pak. In our discussions, let us speak about Allah. So Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, bearing in mind, respected friends, for one order of Allah, how much difficulty he is going through, he still boasting about that Allah Pak. Today we are the ni'mat of Allah Pak, respected friends. Allah Pak is showering upon us his bounties, yet we haven't got tawfiq to brag about it, Allah Pak. We haven't got tawfiq to speak about it, Allah Pak. So he's addressing his companions. مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِهِ إِلَّا أَسْمَاءَ. That whoever you are worshipping, these gods and these deities and these isms that you are worshipping, there's no reality behind it. These are just names that you have made. مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ بَحِيرَةٍ وَلَا سَائِبَةٍ وَلَا وَصِيلَةٍ وَلَا حَامٍ. These gods that you are naming, there's no reality behind it. This is what you have made out. This is why Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, أَمْ تُنَبِّئُونَهُ بِمَا لَا يَعْلَمُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Are you informing Allah of something which Allah doesn't know? In other words, there's no reality behind this. أَمْ بِظَاهِرٍ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ. Or are you trying to fool around with Allah? Are you making mazak with Allah? Over these lessons of tafsir, friends, I don't know if we are noticing how much Allah Pak dislikes shirk. How many ayahs, basically in every tafsir lesson, Allah Pak, in every page of the Quran, respected friends, Allah Pak mentions the nahusat of shirk. Sammaytumuha antum wa aba'ukum. These gods, the names that you have given, Lat and Uzza, these are names that you have made of you and your forefathers. Ma anzalallahu biha min sultan. Allah Ta'ala has not revealed any authority to it. That is why Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala tells them, addresses the kuffar. They used to say, Ma wajadna alayhi aba'ana. We found our grandfathers doing this. So Allah Pak says, Awalaw kanu la ya'qiluna shay'a. Even if your grandfather were foolish then too because they done it, you're going to do it? Because your grandfather done it, is this now a sufficient proof? Is this sufficient evidence? Whether they were ignorant, they were foolish, they were insane, immaterial what they were, because they worship, now you're going to prostrate to it? In al hukmu illa lillah. Law and order only belongs to Allah Pak. Amara Allah ta'budu illa iya. We have been commanded to worship none other than Allah. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Oh Allah, thee alone do we worship and thee alone do we seek for help. We read in this, friends, but Allah forgive. We are asking everyone for help beside Allah. Allahumma inna nasta'inuk. Oh Allah, we seek help from you. Allahumma inna nasta'inuka wa nastaghfiruka, and we seek repentance from you. Wa nu'minu bika, and we bring iman on you. Wa natawakkalu alayka, and we put our trust on you. Wa nu'minu bika wa nastaghfiru ilayk wa natubu ilayk wa nuthni alayka al-khayr, and oh Allah, we praise and glorify you. Narju rahmatak, we hope from your mercy. Wa nakhsha adabak, and we fear your azab. Inna azabaka bil kuffari mulhik. Ponder over this, that why you can note. It comes, لا يعز من عاديت ولا يذل من واليت. Ya Allah, that person who is your friend will never see disgrace. And Ya Allah, that person who is your enemy will never see honor. Allahu Akbar. أمر أن لا تعبدوا إلا إياه. That is why Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the kuffar and all the Anbiya alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam, فَمَنْ يَنْصُرُنِي مِنَ اللَّهِ إِنْ عَصَيْتُ. That you are telling me to do, they came to Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ وَالْمُشْرِكُونَ. They said, let's come on an agreement. 1 year we worship your Allah, 1 year you worship our gods. 1 year we come to Masjid al-Haram, 1 year you come to our church. So Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, that you are telling me if I have to do this and when the azab of Allah comes, then who is going to save me from the azab of Allah? فَمَنْ يَنْصُرُنِي مِنَ اللَّهِ إِنْ عَصَيْتُ. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, أَمَرَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّا. This is the dawah that Yusuf alayhi salam is given. See in how much length he is giving dawah, friend. He has opened up whole iman in Islam. Today if someone comes to us and they ask us about Allah, like many times people question us about Allah. You believe in one Allah, where is that Allah? You say he is the provider. لا إله إلا الله لا خالق إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا رازق إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا ناصر إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا معين إلا الله. When we say that there is no God besides Allah, there is no creator besides Allah, there is no nourisher besides Allah, there is no sustainer besides Allah, there is no assistant besides Allah. Allah, Allah, Allah. If someone asks us about Allah, what can we say about Allah? What is our knowledge regarding Allah? Unfortunately today we base that little knowledge that we went 30 years ago to the maktab, which we learned little, that's our limited knowledge about Allah Pak. ذَلِكَ الدِّينِ الْقَيِّمُ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala says, this is the correct deen, and this is the straight deen, and this is the way to guidance. This is the highway, my ustad used to say, this is the highway which will lead a man straight to Jannah. Like Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in one hadith, حُجِبَتِ الْجَنَّةُ بِالْمُكَارِهِ وَحُجِبَتِ النَّارِ بِالشَّهَوَاتِ. That to attain the Jannah is very easy. Two steps. One step on your nafs and the other step in Jannah. One step on your nafs and the other step in Jannah. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Jahannam has been covered with all man's base desires. Jahannam has been covered with man's base desires. If you want Jahannam, it's like if you want weeds to grow in your garden and you don't want flowers to grow, then you don't have to make effort. Just neglect it. Just neglect that garden. And you'll see in 2 weeks what will be the condition. Don't water it, nothing. Just leave it and you'll see what will happen to that garden. But if you want nice fruit and green grass, then how much effort will have to be made? Likewise, Nabi Pak Sassim said, Jahannam is very easy. Follow your base desires. وَحُجِبَتِ الْجَنَّةُ بِالشَّهَوَاتِ. And Allah Pak has covered Jannat. وَحُجِبَتِ الْجَنَّةُ بِالْمُكَارِهِ. And Allah Pak has covered Jannat with all the things that you dislike. To get up early in the morning, to lower the gaze,
to discharge zakat, to be good to your parents, to consider the rights of your neighbors, in the month of Ramadan to fast, to perform Salat-e-Taraweeh. The month of Ramadan is coming, friends. How many of us are looking forward for this month of Ramadan? Like how we were looking forward for Christmas, and we did not go on any vacation and any holiday, and we were working overtime because we knew that we were going to see benefit. How many of us are looking forward to this month of Ramadan? How many of us are welcoming this month of Ramadan? Whereas sad to say, how many people passes remarks that Ramadan, I just hope Ramadan passes by quickly. Time and again we hear these evil remarks. Ramadan must just go quickly. Ramadan is a visit from Allah. The visit of Allah must move from you, na'udhu billah. This is the time when we can gain and draw from Allah Pak, respected friends. Further now he interprets the dream. Ya sahibai as-sijni amma ahadukuma fayasqi rabbahu khamra. Amongst the two of you, one of you will pour wine for his lord, for his king, for his master. وَأَمَّا الْآخَرُ فَيُسْلَبُ فَتَأْكُلُ الطَّيْرُ مِنْ رَأْسِهِ. And the second one or the other one will be crucified, and birds will eat from his head. قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ. The decision has been made. الَّذِي فِيهِ تَسْتَفْتِيَانِ. In which you inquired from me. Now some mufassirina of the opinion that they played a joke. That is why after he interpreted the dream, they said, oh Yusuf, there was no reality behind this, we were trying to test you. So he says, قُضِي الْأَمْر. Whether you seen the dream or you did not see it, once I interpret it will happen. That is why our ulama ikram explained, friends, don't ever play with the alim. Some people came to play with Maulana Qasim Nanotvi rahmatullah alayhi, and they told him, Hazrat, we got one janazah here, will you perform the namaz? And they told one person to lay in the coffin, and he says, when Maulana says Allahu Akbar, you must stand up. Maulana said, must I read? Must I perform the namaz? They said, please. Maulana said, must I perform the namaz? They said, please. Maulana said, must I perform the namaz? They said, please. Maulana said, chalo. He said, Allahu Akbar. They are waiting for him to stand up. Maulana completed the namaz. When they lifted the coffin, they found he was dead. قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ الَّذِي فِيهِ تَسْتَفْتِيَانِ. Whether you seen the dream or not, once I have interpreted, it will happen. And that is my friend, never play with Ahlullah, the friends of Allah. Never interfere with the friends of Allah. This was the mercy of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. He knew exactly which one will be crucified, and he knew exactly which one will be given honor. But he did not mention to him that you will be crucified and you will have the honor. Because the one that will be crucified, he will die before his time. So he said, one of you will be crucified. And he said, one of you will have the honor. And insan's tabiat, his friends, if you tell him Malak al-Maut is going to come and take 20 people's soul, he will point 20 besides himself, even if he's on the deathbed. That's insan's tabiat. When it comes to hope, then he's got the greatest hope of hopes. He's got the greatest of hope. So he left it unknown to them, so that the one that is going to face difficulty also, he doesn't have to face the difficulty from now. وَقَالَ لِلَّذِي ظَنَّ أَنَّهُ نَاجٍ مِّنْهُ مَذْكُرْنِي عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ فَأَنْسَاهُ الشَّيْطَانُ ذِكْرَ رَبِّهِ فَلَبِثَ فِي السِّجْنِ بِضْعَ سِنِينَ. And he told the one that will have honor, in other words, he will be in front of the king, that remember me in front of your king, and mention to him, there is one innocent person in the jail. Now he was a friend of Allah Pak. The relation of Allah with his friends is very different to that. It's very different compared to the relation of Allah Pak with us. Because, respected friends, we are not fit for that level. Mufti Shafi Sahib writes, it was for the very same reason, like for Ansahu Shaitan, the devil made him forget to mention the innocence of Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam. And because he forgot about Yusuf alayhi salam, so Yusuf alayhi salam remained in the jail for many more years. So Mufti Shafi Sahib writes that Allah Pak disliked the fact that Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam seek assistance from anyone besides Allah. Now he was the friend of Allah. So this is how Allah made his tarbiyat, respected friends. But for us, we know how we are, friends. We are exempted. We are nowhere near this. Because he asked that person, he had to ask Allah Pak directly, and Allah knows exactly what was the wisdom behind it. فَأَنْسَاهُ الشَّيْطَانِ. Shaitan made him forget. From this, ulama ikram have written that the instigator behind every evil is Shaitan. That is why when Musa alayhi salam went with Yusha ibn Nun, and they passed a certain place, and when they searched for the fish, they didn't find it. So, فَأَنْسَاهُ الشَّيْطَانِ. There also it is mentioned that Shaitan made me forget the fish. كُتِبَ عَلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ مَنْ تَوَلَّاهُ فَأَنَّهُ يُضِلُّهُ وَيَهْدِيهِ إِلَىٰ عَذَابِ السَّعِيرِ. Allah Pak is, evil is in Shaitan, respected friend. Allah says, we have decreed this, we have decided this regarding Shaitan, whoever will befriend him. مَنْ تَوَلَّاهُ فَأَنَّهُ يُضِلُّهُ. Shaitan will mislead him, and Shaitan will direct him to the torment and the azab of Allah Pak. We have decided this about Shaitan. In other words, وَمَنْ يَكُنِ الشَّيْطَانُ لَهُ قَرِينَ فَسَاءَ قَرِينَ. Whoever befriends Shaitan, he is the worst of friend, because he will lead you to no place other than Jahannam. فَأَنْسَاهُ الشَّيْطَانُ ذِكْرَ رَبِّهِ. So Shaitan made him forget about the innocence of Yusuf alayhi salam. فَلَبِثَ فِي السِّجْنِ بِضْعَ سِنِينَ. So now he remained in that jail for many more years. And according to Sahib al-Jalalain, he remained there for 7 years. That's now excluding the period that has passed. Additional 7 years after these two were set free from the prison, and one was crucified and one went to the king. Additional 7 years, respected friends. All, I'm repeating this, respected friends, it was because he wanted to abstain from one order of Allah Pak. That is why Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, it is Muslim Sharif ki riwayat ka ek tukra hai, one portion of Muslim Sharif. Kullu nas yaghdu فَبَائِعُ النَّفْسَهُ فَمُعْتِقُهَا أَوْ مُوْبِقُهَا أَوْ كَمَا قَالْ. That every morning people go and they sell themselves. In other words, they hand themselves over to their work. Some are such that they save themselves, and some are such that they destroy themselves. Everyone makes this deal in the morning because he goes to job. So everyone does one transaction. Some transaction is profitable in such a way that he earns Jannat. In other words, he gives preference to the orders of Allah Pak over that of the dunya. So he earns Jannat. In other words, for mu'atiquha, he frees his soul from the fire of Jahannam. And the one that gives preference to the dunya over the akhirat, then he destroys himself. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that person who goes to the bazaar without performing his fajr salah, ghada bi rayati iblis, let him know, he takes the banner of shaitan in his right hand and he walks to the bazaar. And that person who reads his, performs his fajr salah and then goes to his shop and then opens his shop, ghada bi rayati iman, he takes the banner of iman in his hand and then he goes to his shop. Friends, let us take a survey. How many billions of Muslims are taking the banner of shaitan in the morning, and how many few, we can say a handful, is taking the banner of iman and going to their shops? That is why we are deprived of the barakat in our businesses, and the ghazab and the anger of Allah is descending upon us. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to pay heed to this, respected friend, and to learn the greatest lesson, respected friends, that to give any price to abstain from one order, to abstain from the disobedience of Allah, or to establish one order of Allah, it is profitable. When Suhaib radiallahu anhu made hijrat and he met Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then what did he say, O Nabi of Allah? I sold all my belongings and all my possession to protect my iman. When Allah revealed the verse, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي نَفْسَهُ بِتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. That some are those people who sell their belongings only for the pleasure of Allah, and Allah is very compassionate to his bondsman. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, لَقَدْ رَبِحْتَ رَبِحَ الْبَيْءَ أَبَا يَحْيَى أَوْ أَبُو يَحْيَى. That was his kunniyat. You made a profitable transaction. In other words, the loss of all the dunya to protect your iman, this was a worth it transaction. May Allah give us the topic, respected friends, that we keep this usul in front of us, that we give preference and priority to the order of Allah Pak over this dunya and whatever is in this dunya. Because Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَآثِرُ مَا يَبْقَى عَلَى مَا يَفْنَى. That give preference to that which is eternal over that which is meant to perish. Whatever is in this dunya is perishable, and whatever we are going to do of akhirat is forever and ever. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam flew with his throne, and while he was flying, one person seen him and he said, Subhanallah. When Sulaiman alayhi salam heard this, he returned. He told that person, what did you say? He got a fright. He said, what blue did I make here? He said, no, I only said Subhanallah. He says, by the qasam of Allah, that one Subhanallah is more greater than Sulaiman's entire kingdom. Because Sulaiman's kingdom is meant to perish, and your Subhanallah, a tree has been planted for you in Jannah. May Allah give us all the tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.